Și bună băița mic, dos, ne-i domnei omei, nu se înțele că nu de soară să fău. Și bună băița mic, dos, ne-i domnei omei, nu tira soară, mira soară, poară soară.
Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish Soul Music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. You know, the second hour is strictly Chazanis. I know many of you are busy watching the very important presidential debates. But I know that the vast majority of you are listening to this on the archive, and you're listening to it at various days and times during the week. So let's get on with the Chazanis. Many of you hopefully heard my interview last week with Yitzhak Perlman. And we were talking about this wonderful new album that he, together with Yitzhak Meir Helfgott, produced. And I haven't played that many selections from that album, but I'll get around to it. But the album is called Eternal Echoes, Songs and Dances for the Soul. Many of you have told me about the CD, and your reactions to it have been so very positive. Again, it's a new album, Eternal Echoes, with Yitzhak Perlman on the violin and cantor Yitzhak Meir Helfgott. Let's hear a Chazanis selection. Beautiful selection of Ritzei.
Ritzei, Ritzei. Ritzei aloi shemelui keilu v'yamcho b'yamcho
Oh,
voedasi serve la mejo usei le rutoin le rutoin tomit avoida
That was Ritze from the new album Echoes, Eternal Echoes. Oh, well, had a busy week this past week, but yesterday on Sunday I ran my 58th high school class reunion. I was president of my class, and it was a lot of fun. Weequake High School, yes, the famous Weequake High School of Philip Roth notoriety. Graduated there in January 54. Wow. That's a few years back. We had a great time, and it was a lot of fun seeing old and young classmates. Wow, getting up there. Last week I was going to play quite a few different versions of Geshem. And I would like to play two for this particular program. First will be Bensian Miller, and then we'll get to Mordechai Hirschman. I'll tell you more about that later. So just catching up from last week, where I was going to play Genshoff and Kvartin also. But let's hear Bensian Miller with Geshem.
Thank you. זכור שני מוסר שבותים שהעברת בגזרה סמיים זכור שני מוסר שבותים שאם את הקטו לא
Oh.
Okay, that was Bensian Miller with Geshem. You'll have to bear with me one second. I think that it's interesting that I've been getting a fair amount of publicity about this coming Shabbos, Friday evening. I'm going to be at a dinner at the Hampton Synagogue, and I'm going to be talking about Mordechai Hirschman. I've been trying to prepare my remarks, and you know, it's not like Yesler Rosenblatt, where there were books and books written about him, but we'll have a discussion about Chazanis and about the role that Hirschman played with Chazanis. Hope to see some of you there. That's at the Hampton Synagogue this coming Shabbos. Okay, so speaking of Hirschman, unfortunately I won't be able to play his selections during Shabbos, perhaps after Shabbos, but let's hear Hirschman with Geshem.
Weit hält mich heute Klammer.
in kanye in kanye
That was Geshem, a little different, to say the least. Many of you who've been listening to my program over the years know that back in the 80s, when I first met Yossi Beer, he had a great influence, certainly on my love for Chazonis and whatever. Well, let's just say simple. Taste that I had, but I am so grateful to Yossi, and one of the things about Yossi Beer and his family, they were great fans of Mordechai Hirschman. They spoke about his clarity, the pureness of his the way he sang, and I think that you'll agree that he was quite unique among the great cantors of the Golden Age. I'm going to play a few of his classics. The first, of course, will be Elu Dvorim, Mordechai Hirschman.
Shabbat shalom.
Mordechai Hirschman, before we get to another selection or two, he was born in 1888. He died in 1940, 52 years old. A lot of the cantors died at a very young age in that period. He was born in the Ukrainian town of Chernigov. As a child, he sang with Zytel Rovner. He matured into a lyric tenor and sang in a number of synagogue choirs before assuming his first post as cantor of the choral synagogue of Zhytomyr. After only 5 months in that city, he was called to officiate at the great synagogue of Vilna. With the outbreak of World War I, Hirschman was drafted into the Russian army. However, his fine voice so pleased the commanding officer that he was released from duty and continued to serve at the Vilna congregation over the next 7 years. Upon the suggestion of the choir leader Leo Lowe, Hirschman emigrated to the United States in 1920. For 10 years until his death, he served as cantor of Temple Bethel in Borough Park in Brooklyn. Just a couple of comments about his voice. During his lifetime, Mordechai Hirschman was described as more a minstrel than an officiant, whose beautiful tenor had great warmth and was of hypnotizing power. Wow, how about that? His cantorial and folk song recordings were very popular. And particularly, he shone in Yiddish Lieder. Rarely using falsetto, he melodically varied interpretations. Okay, well, you'll hear more about Hirschman if you're going to be with me Friday evening. Anyway, we get to the next great classic of Mordechai Hirschman, Halabein Chatoeinu.
Behold him, detto vorrei no, che molse cose ed orrati all'ai per ma
okay, there are so many classics of Hirschman. We'll hear one more. It's so hard to pick what to play, always. What to play. This is a caviar.
Akavio ben mahalal Eloi meir Akavio ben mahalal Eloi meir Isetake vitloi to devorim Vei nato avon idei averu Akavio ben mahalal, il ben mahalal, Eloi meir. Akavio ben mahalal, il ben mahalal, Eloi meir. Iseta che il viceloi so devorim, vei nato voli dei averò. Da me in boso da ole yo na toile li me mi ado ti de mi te ne di me hes boir o ti de li te Liten din, din vechetbo. O sidliten din vechetbo, o sidliten din vechetbo.
Certainly a beautiful voice, such clarity. Well, it was suggested that I get back to some marathons. Well, I call them marathons, but it's to play many versions, if you will, of the same prayer. And this is the start of a Kiddush marathon. Okay. There are a lot of wonderful, wonderful versions of the Kiddush. I'm going to play two this week, and for the forthcoming weeks, I'll be playing two wonderful versions of the Kiddush, not only for Shabbos, but for different holidays, if you will. And we'll see for how many weeks it goes along. But to start this off, two classics. First, we'll start with Cup of Kagan and his wonderful Kiddush.
Virao so vono was ich und ich komm, wir haben Raum für einen Hartonnung. Horror, Akkordeon.
Wow, classic. That is classic. And for the second Kiddush, for this start of the Kiddush marathon, if you will, one of my favorites, unabashedly one of my favorites, this is the Blinde Chazen, the Blind Chazen, Moishele Sourkis.
Thank you.
That was the Blindekhazen, Moishele Sourkis. Well, we have time for one more selection, and Julian, I hope you're listening to this. You once asked me if I have Abraham Lubin, and I have some of his recordings, this is going back to the recent holidays. Va'al Yedei Avodecha, Chazan Avraham or Abraham Lubin.
Vayne ma
Abraham Lubin, and this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed this hour or so of cantorial music. Chazanis, don't forget to tell your friends about the program. Remember that word of mouth is one of the best forms of advertising. I always am asking you to spread the word, and I continue. I'm sure you have friends who enjoy Chazanis. And just tell them to go to charlieburnhout.com. Again, thanks for joining with me, and hope to see you, be with you next week. Shalom, everyone.